Hey everybody, happy new year! Welcome to Mom Said. It's my name is Gabe Gibbs.
To you, you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
Sorry, I stepped on your line. It's almost always about that. In fact, today, it's really about that. Hey, if you're... We hope you've been enjoying your holidays. This is the New Year's Eve episode, as you can tell. Or the New Year's episode, as you can tell. And buckle up, because if your holidays were chaos with your family, this episode is no different.
It's going to feel worse, even.
It's going to feel crazy sauce, crazy, crazy.
Hey, if you need a break, turn this off.
Hey, brother. If you're really struggling out there, dude.
Brother, if you've got your own sensory overload,
go ahead and turn this down to 0 dB, brother.
Do let it play through, though. It helps our numbers, brother.
Go ahead, let it play through on silent. Dude, go ahead, turn Apple Music all the way down, Spotify all the way down, YouTube all the way down. Those are the places you can find us. Go ahead and watch our clips on repeat on mute, brother. That helps.
That helps, brother.
We're so glad we talk about a bunch of nonsense in this episode. We're going to talk, what do we end up talking about? We try to classify bugs per holiday. We try to
talk about bets. We talk about equity. We talk about murder.
We do have one of my favorite voice memos, our new friend, Phoebe.
Shout out, Phoebe. We love you.
This is one of the most chaotic episodes of Mom Said. And I know we say that every week.
We declare what kind of year it is. And it's a special one. So I can't wait for you to hear.
We love y'all. Thank you so much for listening. We've made it to another New Year's. Again, my special is out. Please give that a watch if you have the time. I know you do.
Grant.
I'm sure we said it in the intro, but you know, I'm sure we said it in the intro already, but Happy New Year.
The fact that your midriff is showing so much so that you've got like tramp stamp area showing on your back is horrid. You have to understand the order of things that happen in real time space. I'm just growing accustomed to Gabe in this tiny tank top. The sparkly pants are actually not shocking for something that he would wear, but the teeny tiny top is kind of hard to be up close and personal with.
Wow.
For the listener, Grant just tried to shoot his bagel trash into the trash can and missed by a country mile. He threw his trash. He basically just tossed his trash into the hallway. Happy New Year.
Should all acquaintance. Oh, hold on. What I had up had an ad. Wow, what a tease. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and hi, everyone. Welcome to the New Year's episode. It's New Year's. We're New Year's-ing. We're news. It's New Year's.
And Grant's disassociating for real.
Grant's disassociating because, as he should. Actually, no, he looks more present in the eyes. It's just that it's not disassociation. I'm not reading that. I'm reading needs to finish his Americano. That's what I'm reading.
Needs to finish his Americano.
Are there New Year's songs?
That was it. Did we just do a New Year's song and then you said, are there New Year's songs?
That's a New Year's song?
Yeah.
What about it is New Year's?
It's about thinking about the old and looking toward the new.
Should old acquaintance... What is old? Old. It's just old but weird.
Old-timey English is just like la 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 la, la versions of like what we're saying.
Basically. It's just like they just had it harder and we made it
should
easier.
Should old acquaintance...
No, but they did make it harder, huh?
They made it harder. They added extra words too.
But that feels like it makes sense for me for the timeline of language that we are on, in particularly English, where it was like crazy these and thous and old acquaintance.
Yeah,
and then now we're shortening. And we're just going to be bleeps and bloops pretty soon.
And now it's just like sly.
Sly. And now it's just literally just fingers clapping.
Sly.
Fingers closing. Oh my gosh.
It's giving sly.
It's giving sly. Carmen, my daughter Carmen.
I'd like to say out loud and point out in this moment that this man next to me in the outfit that he's wearing is somebody's father.
Yeah. My daughter, Carmen, in the last day or two has started to do the thing we were talking about on the podcast a couple weeks ago where she started to like.
Yeah, she like, does do like.
She's like putting her tongue out. She like did it Gen to me Z yesterday. Girly. She's like, doesn't have enough hair to tuck it behind her ears while she does it. But she's like.
She did it to me yesterday, except it was a prank because she once again screamed for the entire time I babysat her.
I know, I'm sorry.
And then when her parents came home, she was like.
She was like, LOL.
And then she stuck her tongue out at me.
That's
and I was
brutal.
Like, you are on my list.
You can say it.
You're
you
on my list.
It. You can call her a bad name if you need to, if you need to get it out.
No.
You said
I was saying you are on my list. Didn't occur to me to call her a mean name.
Should we make
She's too small.
A better New Year's song?
Well, there is another one.
What is it? What are you doing, New Year's?
No, that's a Christmas song. The New Year's song.
What? What?
Yeah, Gabe, that's a Christmas song.
No. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve.
I know they say New Year's Eve, but it's a Christmas song.
No, that's like Die Hard is a Christmas movie because it happens on Christmas. It's not the same. I'm saying.
What are the
I'm
other lyrics to that?
I don't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie in the way that I don't think What Are You Doing New Year's Eve
I think,
is a
first
Christmas
of all,
song.
I think it's so hacked to debate whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I'm not debating it. I'm saying, here's my stance, move on.
Isn't that good
podcasting for me to say, here's my stance, move on?
No, and I'm actually happy to move on because the other because thing I was going to say is that there is another New Year's song and it goes like this.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And I would actually venture to say that New Year's is the only holiday that we really associate with one city. I know we all have New Year's all over the world and
I
we
get
feel
what you're saying.
Like we have we're present in the space that we're in, but like when you think
hey, and to give you a taste of your own medicine, that's a pretty American-centric, that's a pretty U.S.-centric perspective, okay?
No,
because maybe other people in other countries, okay, countries where they're from, okay? And where they're from,
maybe perhaps, thanks, Grant, maybe perhaps the people from other countries that where they're from, maybe they don't think of New York. And you're tuning out in the middle of my bit to look at my gray hairs, and I noticed.
I just was thinking, like, your gray hairs actually look like tinsel.
Wow. Seasonal.
Well, first I was thinking.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're actually more annoying in this outfit than you are in regular clothes to me. Like the way it affects me.
Duh.
And number two was, oh my God, your gray hairs look like tinsel.
They kind of match the vibe or what?
Well, yesterday I was on a walk with some friends and I was discussing holiday bugs.
Okay. What do you mean?
Well, I was seeing all these spiders in these bushes as I was walking, and I was like, spiders, what are you doing here? It's not Halloween. Go away until next year. And then I was thinking, every holiday has a bug but Christmas.
Oh. Wait, every holiday has a bug but Christmas?
4th of July. Fireflies.
Okay, wait. Don't give it to us. Let us guess. 4th of July. You gave it away. Fireflies.
Valentine's Day?
Ladybug.
Yeah. Oh, love bug.
Can you? Okay. What is
Halloween?
A love? Wait. What is a love spider? What does a love bug look like?
Ladybug with a shredder on or something.
A what?
A shredder.
A shredder? Like what you're wearing a shredder?
Yeah. Ladybug with a poncho. I'm ladybug. Actually wearing a poncho.
That's fun. Yeah. A seasonal poncho?
Yeah. For
the seasons.
Yeah, but I'll show you something. You talk while I show you something.
don't like where that's going. Should old acquaintance, oh, she's got a hood. That is really hard for her to get on. It's really hard for her to
Pancho's get got a hood.
And now she's gonna sweat.
Pancho's got a hood.
Pancho does got a hood. Hey.
So Pancho, other holidays.
Hey, Pancho's got a hood, huh? Hey.
Patrick's Day.
Leprechaun.
Exactly.
What? They're a bug?
To me, yes. And then, can you think of any other holidays? I can't think of any.
I've
others.
Never been more worried about us getting canceled than saying that leprechauns are bugs.
Easter.
That seems like something that we would really get raked through the coals for.
Easter.
Centipede.
Butterfly.
What?
Centipede?
I would just make a joke, but isn't it Easter Bunny? Why would it
be? Yeah, but if we had to associate a bug, it would be a butterfly.
Okay.
Veterans Day.
Bug for Beetle. Veterans Day.
Beetle. Ooh,
we don't
I like
have
it.
Anything for Veterans
or
Day.
Or cock.
Or what?
I was going to say cockroach.
All you said was cock.
That was crazy.
I meant cockroach, anyway. But maybe that's bad because I don't want to associate with cockroach. But what I was thinking was they're
survive. Yes, yeah. Yes. I'm with you.
There is not an obvious bug for Christmas is all I'm saying. Every other holiday has one. And I think that's because it's the wintertime.
I know, but should we assign one?
You know bugs. What I associate it with is those fucking... What were those fucking silverfish?
In the basement. In the basement. In the basement.
I hate those things,
I know,
bro.
I know.
Wait, but that's not a Christmas bug.
I know.
It's just a bug that was in our basement.
But no, specifically in the winter because they would come indoors.
Bro, sometimes
I remember the one crawling on mom in the kitchen.
Oh, it's the worst thing that's ever happened in my life. And it didn't even happen to me.
It crawled up her body and we all watched it happen.
I didn't. I'll never forget.
I knew he was going to bring that up.
I'd be laying in the living room. Watching something on the TV, like there's only one, only the TV light is on.
Uh-huh.
And then out of the corner of my eyes. And I'd get up so fast to beat that motherfucker in the carpet, bro.
Dude, I do remember, I was also with you on this, where it would be like the speed at which you'd go from like cozy wozy watching Jimmy Neutron to in the air about to pile drive a bug. It's
only with
a
these bugs.
Nanosecond.
Only with
they're
these
being
bugs.
Punished for being alive.
Well, here's what I was gonna say. Follow me on this or don't. That's the podcast. I was gonna say it's tough because winter does not really invoke any sort of like outdoorsy bug thing. You know what I mean? I find myself searching for like when I go outside, what's the bug that I would maybe run into?
And there's no little Christmas critter.
Right. So then, is it possible? That, by the way, this is the New Year's episode, so let's not spend too much time on Christmas, but because we just did last week. But is it possible that Christmas has every bug because they all need to come indoors and they need a warm place?
No, that sucks.
Okay. You remember at the beginning of that, I said, follow me on this, and then I said, or don't. I should have just said,
don't.
Follow me on this.
Do bugs celebrate holidays? Like they go and have a little party? Like.
Bees must, because they've got some crazy rituals.
Dude, I feel like we need to steer it back towards New Year's. And what would a
bug New Year's, yeah.
Yeah, bug New Year's. Do bugs have shorter years than we have because their lifespans are different? Grant
we
asked a question a couple weeks ago about elves.
No, we talk about this so much on the podcast, the idea that bugs experience time at a different pace than we do.
I think it's worthy of exploration.
I've mentioned it like four times, and Grant mentioned it last week or two weeks ago.
He mentioned it with elves, which again, don't cancel us because we know that elves and leprechauns are not bugs. They're their own special group of people that have been...
Are they people?
...pushed aside. Don't say, are they people?
Are
that's going to get us canceled, bro.
Well, I don't...
Leprechauns and elves...
I'm not insinuating...
...are their own. They have value just like humans do.
I'm not insinuating a lack of value. I'm asking, would we classify them as people? That's all.
I'm saying you shouldn't be classifying them at all. I'm saying they're welcome at the table.
Oh, we're not classifying anything anymore.
Right. No.
In that case, you're both murderers.
Nah, see, didn't like that.
Well.
Because that was a classification. So
I have
really.
A memory.
We are murderers of those little silver fish, but what are they called? Silverfin? Fish? silver, anyway.
Anthropods.
Anthropods.
For the listener, and I'm sure in the Midwest you've experienced these, they're like centipede looking things, except their legs are really long and they move like they're in the water. They're sort of like.
Yeah, they've got a lot
of legs. And they're
really
fast and they're extremely creepy.
They've got a lot of legs.
And they were all over where we grew up. Okay. I have a memory of last year, us giving New Year's resolutions to each other.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that? And obviously, if we were like on top of our game, we would know what those were and we would check in and make sure that they happened.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember what they were,
but I think we can give new ones to each other this year.
And this year, and hey, here's what my resolution is for all of us. This year, we'll write them down. We'll write them down right now as we say them
so
that we
can
remember.
Journal.
Oh, Grant's journal.
Hey, guess what? This is being recorded, you doofuses.
No, but so was last year's and we didn't go and look at it now,
but,
did we?
But it is available.
It is available and we didn't look at it is what
it
I'm
saying.
It is
available. Okay, so who wants to give who a resolution this year?
Okay, but yeah.
For Christmas.
Yeah. Are we doing nice vibes or roast vibes?
Or for New Year's Eve. Okay, one nice, one roast.
Okay. Al, you go first since you brought it.
Who am I going to do it to? Grant? Sure. Interesting.
Oh, wait, I will say, you know what? You know what? Hey, if this was an awesome podcast and we had like smart brains for this, we would realize things before we got onto the episode. One of which is we should total up, and maybe we'll do this at the end of next year. We're giving ourselves a lot of homework for the end of next year. We should total up who the winning brother from the year was.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But
how about we total it up and announce it on social?
Yeah, we'll total it up and announce
it
on social.
Okay, so am I giving Grant a resolution?
Texting us all our homework that we're giving ourselves because we're going to forget because we always have fun ideas in the podcast and then we leave and it goes away.
So should I be giving Grant a resolution?
Yeah.
Okay. Grant, in the year 2026, I resolve for you to feel.
Oh.
Period. No. I resolve for you to feel.
I mean, that would be a good one, honestly.
I resolve for you to feel more joy wherever possible, to fill in the empty spaces with joy.
I would love to.
So anytime you're not having to feel something other than joy, you would feel lightness and you would feel peace and you would feel joyful.
I would love to.
2026 is Grant's year of joy. Now a roast. Oh, sorry. Do you want me to sing about it?
You don't have to.
Okay, then a roast is... You freaking nerd. In 2026, you better get a freaking cooler bag.
Nice roast.
Yeah.
Grant?
Okay. Do you have any cool bags? I've never seen you carry a cool bag.
I just got a cool new one for work.
What'd that look like? Honest.
Honest. Honestly, the bag itself is not cool. It's just
I knew it.
It's just cool that it says stuff on it.
It's cool that it's work.
Okay, I'll do for Gabe then. Okay. A real one is I want I hope your daughter continues to provide increasing amounts of joy to you in your life.
Another joy one.
Wow.
Joy, 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 joy.
And in terms of the roasts, I have many roasts for Gabe.
Oh, period. Let's go.
Number one is shave that chest hair. Number two is color those gray hairs. Number three is use some better deodorant.
Wait, am I stinky today?
No, I'm just making stuff up.
I live in fear of that so bad.
Wait, let me get to five.
Sorry.
5.
I forgot my melody. Number 4 is take off any sparkly pieces of clothing you have that you ever put on and you think it's maybe a good idea. You should maybe not take them off, or maybe you should take them off.
I love this song.
Number 5 is repeat them back to me.
Make sure that I shave my chest hair. Make sure that I dye my grays. Make sure that I don't wear any sparkly clothing. Maybe you should go ahead and keep it on. I mean, take it off. And then number 5 is repeat that back to me.
Did you missed miss one.
I it's counted that to 4.
You missed one. It's that you stink. You totally stink.
I cleaned myself. Anyway, all right, Al.
I found a little. Can I say something disgusting?
What? Can I do the finish the bit?
Can I say something disgusting that I'm going to regret saying on the podcast?
Sure.
I found a little turd in my bed this morning.
From your dog?
It was the tiniest turd in
from
my
your
bed.
Dog? You need to say from your dog. I need you right now in this moment. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I need you to say from your dog.
I don't know who put it there.
I thought your dog doesn't sleep in your bed anymore.
He does. That's why I'm confused.
He doesn't?
No, he does not.
Bro.
Okay.
Bro.
Let me specify.
Bro.
I found a minuscule turd.
It doesn't matter. I blew out the mic. It doesn't matter. I need you to say.
Let me finish.
It's your dog.
Stop interrupting me. I found a minuscule turd at the foot of my bed, and the reason I found it is because my dog was obsessed with sniffing the foot of my bed, and I was like, what is the deal? And then I searched, and I was like, well, that's a tiny poo.
Did you change Carmen on the foot of your bed?
Potentially that.
Yeah.
And like, there are multiple people staying with me right now. Not that I'm saying they turned it in my bed, but I'm just saying like...
Janae?
I'm not saying they turned it in my bed. I'm saying there was 8 people in and out of my house last night, a baby and a dog. And any one person could have put the baby or the dog at that part of the bed that I don't know about.
Or themselves.
Or their own bare booty cheeks. Huh? All I know is that getting ready this morning, I'm like frantic, I'm running around. And then I'm like, is that a little turd on my bed?
Okay, here's, Grant, tell me if you agree with this. On the bed, better than in the bed.
In when the she bed said, would in be undeniably
bed,
me.
Bro, you said in my bed, which is why I kept trying to say, you have to say my dog.
Well, you I have don't to know that it was my dog. I don't I'm know that it was my dog.
But now you've said at the foot of the bed, which is actually better because to me, foot of the bed, like you can sit on the foot of the bed with your shoes on. Do you know what I mean? But you can't get in the bed with your shoes. Like
totally.
foot of the bed is like,
someone,
foot of the bed is front porch. Foot of the bed is like bus stop.
Someone placed one of these creatures who poop in an unruly way.
There's two.
At the foot of my bed. At some point yesterday or this morning.
But you're implying that possibly there's more than 2 potential culprits.
I can't imagine any of the adults in my home left a turd on my bed.
You can't imagine. Yeah. That's fair.
I can't imagine. Okay, yeah. Are you going to give me a new resolution?
I think I wish.
Oh, it's a song. It's gotten songy as it's gone.
I think I wish for you, I wish. My resolution for you, I wish. My real one is that you would find some time for yourself. Cause you're a busy lady these days and you would find time for yourself. And that time would feel refueling replenishing, re-engaging, and you would find a routine of time for yourself that would feel like such a vibe. Maybe it's, I can't actually even tell you what shape it should take. That's for you to discover.
I can. I would go to the gym in the morning every day.
Okay.
And I would journal more, because I would have been having time to journal. And I would not look at a screen while I eat lunch.
And the roast one. Here comes the roast one. I love the roast one. I love the roast one. Number one, change your oil when you're supposed to.
How to do that?
Number two, don't call me after 10 p.m. unless you have something serious to talk about, because I keep waking up and going, oh my gosh, is everything okay? It's after 10 and I've been asleep for my precious little tiny little sleeps. And I answer the phone and she's like, oh my gosh, you are never gonna guess. And I'm like, I gotta go, bro.
Sounds important to me, but anyway, keep going.
So just change your oil and then don't call me after 10 and we will be okay. I think that's it.
I think we need to come up with some criteria of what we deem important enough for a phone call.
No. In the new year, yeah, it has to be emergency. After 10?
Well, sometimes it's an emergency. I have such a good story. I got to get it off my chest.
Oh my gosh. I called you. We can't talk about this, I don't think. But I called Allie and maybe I can say it without naming names. The thing I called you and told you yesterday, the story I told.
You know how many people I talked to on the phone yesterday? I couldn't remember that.
I told you the thing about the singer lady.
Oh, we can't talk
about that. Yeah, we can't talk about that. Okay.
Someone
bullied a friend of ours and was very, it was like they experienced an old school, like Broadway diva walking in and being like,
hit it. And then
being mean.
I would love to exit a space in a huff in the year 2026.
Ooh, I like that. I've never actually had the courage.
No, I get
actually
it.
Recently I was in a setting where someone was like, someone started doing theater warm-ups.
Whoa.
Someone started doing theater warm-ups.
What setting was that?
At a rehearsal, and I literally walked out of the room.
You said, I actually have a phone call to make.
No, I looked at my phone with a sense of urgency that sort of signaled like, oh, maybe the something with the kid. And I stepped out.
Well, because they said, everyone get together. We're going to play Zip Zap Zop.
No, basically. And I was like.
And you were like, I
have to be anywhere else.
Away.
I have to be anywhere else.
Interesting. I would love to exit the room in a huff in the year 2026. The problem is every time I have a big emotional reaction to something, it feels good for like 0.4 seconds and then I feel embarrassed afterward.
Sure.
Like I'm a grown up who should keep a control over myself.
Also, how do you exit a Zoom room in a huff? Do you know what I mean? Like you don't have as much stomping power.
You clearly don't have a corporate job.
No, I don't have a corporate job, but I am in a lot of Zoom rooms, but you just don't have as much stomping power as you used to.
Like, I'm just saying.
Like, you can't clomp. Like, we can feel it, but the digital huff is not as exciting as the way you walk out and close a door.
It's almost worse, the digital huff, because it's harder to detect, and when you do feel it, it'll send a chill down your spine.
Yeah. Grant? Have you ever exited a professional setting in a huff, or I guess any setting in a huff? Do you exit in a huff well?
I don't get mad that much, to be honest. And that was going to be part of my 2026 resolution, was to get mad more.
Okay, but where are you steering it? Where are you steering that anger?
I'm trying to start yelling and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's making you feel like that's a good idea?
Because maybe I need to express more emotion.
Interesting.
And you think...
The full spectrum.
I'm curious.
I need to fill my life.
I'm curious, will the yelling be directed at a person or will it be just yelling?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Maybe, where are we channeling it?
Maybe it has to be. Maybe someone's being a bitch ass and I need to yell at them.
Yeah, you feel like you might need to yell at someone
Your New Year's provide you many bitch asses to yell
at.
Hey, Al, may your New Year's provide you.
I don't know.
You don't like that?
I don't want to co-sign that.
You don't want to like that one? Mm.
Well, I just...
Well, you called us murderers earlier, so...
Well, you said we shouldn't classify living beings, in to which case I was like, all right, well, then you're killing other living beings. Now, I think that yelling at a person won't feel as good as you think it will. And I don't think that that's required for to express the full... to feel the full spectrum of feelings.
No, you're absolutely correct. But 2026 is the year that I figure that out.
Okay.
You're saying actively choosing to make some grave relational mistakes to learn for myself.
Hey, I gotta figure out how good I had it before.
Yeah, you gotta crack a few eggs to realize you've been yelling at people.
You'd like to go on an emotional walkabout to then arrive back to where you were at the beginning.
But with more knowledge.
Maybe.
It's like when you tell a kid don't touch the stove, it's hot, and they're like, I gotta know. That's what Grant's doing.
Can I tell a New Year's story?
Please.
That's relevant to what you're saying now.
Please.
When we were little, we used to go visit my mom and pop-up's big old home in Ohio. And there is all these antiques around the home. It was like over 100 years old. Very old home. That was an Airbnb. And we used to go stay there. And at this time of year, it felt really magical. Christmas, New Year's time of year. Ohio and their home there was like a magic place to be and grow up and spending the holidays. I have a very distinct memory of standing in their front hallway next to a Christmas tree. And on the wall opposite the Christmas tree, there was a little antique lamp there with a little light bulb that was meant to like mimic a flame. So, you know, not as antique. It required electricity, etc. I'll never forget. Gabe put his hand around the light bulb, or so I thought, and said, "It's not hot, Allie. Why don't you grab it?" The light bulb. Sick. And I turned with my little child hand, and I fully grabbed a lit light bulb and burnt my hand. Come to find out, Gabe had just faked grabbed the light bulb and then told me to grab it. And I'll think about this forever. This, among other things, the reasons you can't be trusted. Never trust you. This, among other things, the reasons you can't be trusted. I can never trust you. There was another time where I was laying on Gabe's bed, and he had a pair of drumsticks, and he said, "Let me fake drum on your face." And I said, "Okay, but don't hit me in the face."
Hey. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. It makes like such a cool sound. If I do the drumsticks on your forehead, it totally doesn't hurt, but it makes like the coolest sound. Here, check it out.
And then he proceeded to, of course, whack me in the face with a drumstick really hard.
Hey, I'm gonna cut my hands together, and you stick one of your feet in the hands, and then I'll do like I'll make you do like a backflip, and it'll totally work. It'll totally work. Come here, stand near the fireplace. Come here, and we're gonna go ahead and do like a backflip, and it'll be like totally sick.
This is a real story. I got stitches. This, among other things, are the reasons I can't trust you. I've got 99 reasons, and you're all of them.
Ooh, that's the sibling problem.
I got 99 reasons, and you're all of them.
That's the problem with being alive too long in the same room with each other.
I genuinely probably have 99 stories about a time where you physically harmed me.
Well, that's a tough chord to roll out on. Is you saying physically harmed me and me rolling out on that chord?
But I can remember what the light bulb looked like when I went to grab for it because it burnt me. And literally every time people come up, say that don't touch the stove, it's hot analogy, I think about that light bulb that you told me to grab.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Which actually doesn't even apply to the analogy. It just pops into my head. There's an association for some reason.
I'm so sorry.
What can I say? I'm just a person with a brain. I'm just a meat bag with electricity firing off.
Hey, each and every week you guys have been sending in problems that you have that we try to solve through the power of beautiful music.
Of beautiful music.
Or at the very least,
music.
And this week, this one comes in from our new friend, Phoebe. Phoebe, thank you so much for sending this in.
Hello? Are you seeing it? Am I crazy? Are you seeing this? You play it.
Gabe's phone is pranking him. It's so funny. Okay. I'll play it.
All day long, my phone has been doing this.
I'll play it.
I'm going to restart my phone while we're doing this.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Allie. Hi, Grant. Hi, Gabe.
Oh, my God.
My name's Phoebe, and I'm calling in from West Texas. Basically, big fan.
Yeehaw.
First-time caller, long-time listener. I think I saw a clip of you guys on Instagram, say a word, and then immediately start singing. And then I thought, these are my people. I need to listen to everything now that they say. But basically, I'm calling because, like so many of your followers, I need help. So pretty much a friend and I have a bet going about this upcoming Broncos versus Packers game. And I know you guys might get to this a little late, so if any help is still appreciated.
We
but
didn't. We
I
got
just
to
don't
it.
Know what to ask for. I originally wanted a coffee from a specific spot here that I really like, but I learned yesterday that they'll be closed for the time being just because of a zoning issue. And I thought, no! So the other options are I would like either $5 in cash, two Dr. Peppers, or, and I know this one might sound extreme, but it's mostly for gits and shiggles, claiming one of my friend's kidneys just if I need it in the future. If y'all could help out, I would really appreciate it. And have a good day.
Okay.
Phoebe, first of all,
First of all, gits and shiggles is one that I have not heard.
No. And you're adorable.
Hey, Phoebe, that rocks.
Phoebe, you
gits
rock.
Gits and shiggles?
You rock. I love you. And gits and I want to hang out with you. First of all.
By the time this episode airs, we will have not gotten to it on time. But we did get to it. So, like, we don't know the results of the game. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, we'll have to DM Phoebe to tell her idea.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to let
I was feeling like you weren't dreaming big enough until you said that thing about the kidney. Because I know you don't want to charge your friend through the nose for losing a bet, but if they didn't want to lose and sacrifice significantly, they shouldn't have entered a bet. And that's that. And the kidney idea I really like, so we should go off of that.
Yeah, agree. Hey, Phoebe. Dream bigger.
Ooh, I've got one.
Hey, Phoebe. Raise the stakes.
Yeah, Phoebe. You might not wanna cost your friend that much because they have a life, but Phoebe.
Another way.
Be the sole beneficiary on their life insurance policy. Ask for 100% of the payout.
If the Packers win.
Be the sole beneficiary on their life insurance policy. Then make sure your alibi is airtight.
Yeah. And this is headed towards darkness. I'm going to steer it away and say another idea. Phoebe, make sure you dream bigger. We're not implying that you should off your friend. Once you are the beneficiary of their life insurance policy, we would never imply that. That's never something we would imply.
For legal reasons, we would never imply that.
So if you're feeling like that's implied, we'll say a trip to Paris. Make sure they take you on a trip to Paris. Or You get their house. You get their house.
Oh, interesting.
Or make sure you're the sole beneficiary of their life insurance policy. And then make sure that your alibis are tight. Tighten those alibis, Phoebe. Tighten those alibis, Phoebe. Make sure that you text some friends in a way that's easy to trace.
Make them airtight. Appear on a gas station's footage buying a pack of gum.
That always works. And if you can't actually do that, I think AI is doing a good job of making fictional videos. So try that, Phoebe.
Phoebe, you're going to be rich.
You're going to be rich, Phoebe. Phoebe, I think ultimately what we're trying to say is you're underestimating the power you have here.
Well, Phoebe, you seem like such a darling person.
You do and seem the like fact a nice person.
The fact that you've entered a bet and asked for two Dr. Peppers if you win makes you the queen of the world in my mind.
Honestly, Phoebe, run for office.
Run for...
Phoebe. Phoebe, please. We need people like you. Hey, if the politicians had someone over a barrel and all they said was, can I have two Dr. Peppers?
Please, we beg you, will you please be our president?
Can I have two Dr. Peppers?
Phoebe? Phoebe, will you please be the president? Please.
And hey, and honestly, Phoebe had to apologize. This is how kind Phoebe is. I love the Adoids. Phoebe had to apologize for asking for a kidney, which, when you really zoom out, that's not a dark thing.
No, if you need a kidney, your friend should give you their kidney.
If you need a kidney, Phoebe,
we'll give you our kidney.
We'll give you our kidney.
Yeah.
If you need a Phoebe, if you need a kidney, that's not a sad, sad, dark, dark. Go ahead, ask for that.
If you need a Phoebe, we'll give you, okay.
If Phoebe? You need a Phoebe, hey, kidney. If you need a kidney, hey, kidney. If you need Phoebe.
You can have our
can
collective
have
kidney.
Our collective
Gabe
Phoebe.
Gabe and I have a kidney together.
You can have Grant's Phoebe if you need kidney.
Totally.
Hey, kidney, if you need Grant, you can have Phoebe.
Exactly.
Would you guys rather have $5 cash, two Dr. Peppers, or the rights to a kidney that you likely won't see come
okay,
to fruition?
This is actually like where the rubber meets the road. I do think in this economy, two Dr. Peppers has got to be more than $5.
For sure. For sure.
So just based on like usable, tangible value, just based on like best ROI for a situation like this.
I know you're kidding, but that actually gave me a chill.
But then you only have Dr. Pepper option. If you have $5, maybe you get different soda.
Yeah, but okay, my guess is she loves Dr. Pepper.
But you get less of different soda.
My guess is the soda that she wants is Dr. Pepper. That's why she said it.
I'm asking you guys.
Hey,
oh, what I would want. Oh, yeah, because I would at least have to be a diet Dr. Pepper for me.
Hey.
Because I'm addicted to aspartame.
Is this episode feeling like it's the new year? How can we make it be feeling more New Year's-y?
I have an idea.
I just dress like Benson Boone, kind of, and I don't
I have an
feel
idea.
Like...
I have an
yeah,
idea.
Tell me more about...
We just have to reframe the question. In the year 2026,
yes.
Would you rather have $5, two Dr. Peppers, or the rights to someone's kidney?
Okay, what kind of year are you trying to have? Are you trying to have a $5 year?
Joy, rest.
Are you trying to have a $5 year, a two Dr. Pepper year, or a kidneys that you may not use year? Grant?
Actually, devastatingly, I know the answer to that for me, and it's the kidney thing. I'm out for, I was going to say blood, but
hey, do you
I'll
remember,
finish that sentence by saying equity.
Do you remember that I was telling you about rest? And then you said, I'm
out
for
equity.
Yeah.
In the year 2026, I'm getting a percentage. And you better believe that.
I respect that. Grant, are you trying to have a $5 year, a two Dr. Pepper year, or a kidney that you don't need year?
Maybe a $5 year because I was watching Succession last night.
Uh-huh.
And it makes me not want to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So the I reality of
do you think the billionaires paid for that?
Yeah.
They paid for it, so they're like...
Big billionaire trying to keep you away.
They were like, it's yucky.
They're like, don't come up here.
You don't want those.
It's honestly gross. It's like so much to deal with. There's like so many people you have to pay and like political things to navigate.
What are you going
to
say, Grant?
Maybe I want to be a billionaire, but not with my family. So we can't get this podcast to billionaire status.
No, no, no. We'll stop at million.
I actually don't think we're at risk of becoming billionaires from this podcast, you guys.
Wait, wait, wait. Has anyone become a billionaire from a podcast?
No.
If anyone has, it's Joe Rogan. And
he's not a billionaire.
No, 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 no. I don't think he has, huh?
So maybe we'll be the first.
Maybe we'll be the first with a capital B. I think we'll stop at million, huh? We'll stop at millionaires on this podcast.
Guys, if we get to 100, I'll be thrilled.
No, I know. It's headed there.
Dollars or 1,000?
It's headed there.
Dollars.
It's headed there.
If we made $100 off this podcast, I'd be like, hot dog.
It's headed there.
Although, talk about ROI. We're in the red.
It's headed there.
But for joy, we're in the black.
Okay. Alex, you're doing kidney. Grant, you're doing $5.
That leaves you with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I think I will do a two Dr. Pepper year because there's something spiritually wonderful about that because I feel like why one when you could have two and two implies that you could share it with someone else.
Aww.
Crack open a DP with a BFF. You know what I mean?
Phoebe will have to let us know, but I think the Texans love Dr. Pepper specifically.
Oh, really?
When I was a Texan for like 1 year, for some reason I was getting major Dr. Pepper vibes everywhere.
I think Texans
do they think
love
he's
sugar.
A doctor?
I don't know.
Are you implying that people from Texas?
Yeah.
No, I'm just asking if they think he's a doctor.
Texans can tell who's our doctors.
Also,
who's our
you know what's fucked up? Where did I think we've been over this. You said he's a doctor. Dr. Pepper could be a female.
Whoa.
And the and the student becomes the master. I'm going to admit something on this podcast. I never considered the possibility that Dr. Pepper could be a female.
Well, here's, in my defense, why I thought maybe that Dr. Pepper was a man, and I'm sorry to the women out there. I thought that Dr. Pepper was a man because, no offense, if only because Dr. Pepper is an old, old recipe. So I thought he was invented before ladies who become a doctor. It's not because I don't think ladies can be doctors. It's just because I felt like Dr. Pepper was like from the 1800s or something. And I don't think they let ladies be doctors back then. Or maybe I'm wrong.
The reason I thought Dr. Pepper was a man is because the can is football colors like a football ball. And that was giving boy to me. That's the only reason I thought Dr. Pepper was a man is because I associate the football ball colors with boys, if I'm being honest.
If Dr. Pepper was a female, it would probably be something like Dr. Paprika.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, because it's a last name.
But what's more feminine pepper is paprika.
Yeah, but no one changes their last name.
It's paprika!
Can you please go with the bit of paprika? Yeah, we all kind of thought Dr. Pepper was a dude.
All right, admit it, you in the comments. Did you consider that Dr. Pepper could be a woman? You hadn't, had you?
Hmm.
And Grant just blew your mind.
Blew your mind. That's progress. May your 2026 be filled with two Dr. Peppers. May your 2026 be filled with $5 at least. May your 2026 be filled with the kidneys of friends. May your 2026 be filled
with the kidneys of your enemies.
With the kidneys of friends.
And your enemies.
And your enemies.
I'd like the organs of my enemies on my desk by Monday morning, 9 a.m.
No, for real, dude. Hey, can we give... it's been a pretty beautiful year. I'm excited for 2026. Does 2026 have like a feeling to it yet? Like 2027 or 2025 had like a quarter century. Like it's a very, it's not a round number, but you know what I mean? It's got like a mathness. Holy cow.
The fuck?
What am I saying?
Okay.
But do you know what I'm saying? Does 2026 have like a, give you the number itself? Does it give you an energy?
I'm going to be honest. I think everybody is entering 2026 like this.
Water.
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 I need
water. I definitely. What does he say? He says, SpongeBob says, I don't need it. I don't need it. I definitely don't need it. And then all of a sudden he kicks down the door and he says, I need it. Am I right?
It's actually so sad. Like, I'm pretty sure I cried when I saw that the first time. They're drying.
They're about to die
on that board.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I need it.
Okay. I'm drying. I'm SpongeBob drying to death on a board right now.
Watching Grant and I talk about SpongeBob and do the impression?
No, I mean in the end of the year.
Oh, to get to 2026.
Yeah. I'm SpongeBob drying to death. However.
Oh, I'm here. Okay, you're SpongeBob drying to death. Here's what I am. Coming into 2026. I am. My leg! That's what I am going into 2026. I feel like my body hurts. I'm tired. I haven't slept. Grant, do you have a SpongeBob of what you are going into 2026?
Living like Larry.
You are living like Larry, bro. You got a new gig. You got a sweetie heading into 2026 like living like Larry. I also am feeling my spirit.
Allie, you need a SpongeBob. Oh, you already did yours.
Drying on the board. But I'm also feeling a little like I was hanging out with I was at a rehearsal the other day with a bunch of people in their younger 20s. And I was also
a big creep.
I was also, I didn't cast them. I didn't cast me and I didn't cast them. I was at a rehearsal and I was feeling a little like chocolate.
Yeah.
I remember when they invented chocolate.
Yeah,
I'm like
up.
The only guy there with gray hair.
Well, because you are old, actually.
Because I didn't get the memo from my brother that I'm supposed to dye them and shave my chest.
Well, shaving your chest, I don't agree with. Because I actually, can I say, hot take, when I can tell a man has shaved his chest and he has chest stubble, when I'm like,
chest stubble's tough, dude.
No, you gotta use like a one guard on the chest. It looks good.
But is that stubby?
Oh, just trim it. No, he's saying
trim
the hairs.
I think it's also partner preference. Got to check in with the
also,
wifey.
Also, do you think about how long Grandpa's chest hairs are?
We didn't need to go there.
They be crawling up out of the polo, bro. They be crawling up out of
a high neck shirt.
They're like, what's going on in here? Hey, what are you guys doing?
They're like this. Water.
No, they literally are like water. Anyway, okay. Where were you headed? Oh, we're saying 2026. We're all limping into 2026.
I think generally, like, the state of the world is at a limp. But I don't want to say, I don't want to that to be the forecast for 2026. But you asked what the feeling is.
Yeah, what's 2026?
I think the forecast could be like Renaissance.
Cool. The in forecast the historic could be like way. Beyonce from 8 years ago.
No, in the historic way from like 100 years or
oh, even further
hundreds
ago.
Of years ago, not Beyonce's album.
Wow.
But the forecast could be like, there are periods of time where people are flourishing. No?
No, there were.
They're
at least
making art and they're eating
food. Or at least
food.
That's what they told you.
Oh, right. Because there were probably poor people starving.
Because, hey, history is written by the victors.
Can I do Ranking of the Brothers? Please play for
me. Yeah, 100%, dude. I was about to do that, but... Before we do that, I just hope that 2026 is as beautiful.
You're not
going to
win wearing this tank top.
Fuck.
This week, the number one brother is obviously Grant because he said that thing about Dr. Pepper being a woman. Grant, I'm so proud of you. You've really come a long way. You've learned a lot about how to decenter men and how to center women in your life. And to that, we say thank you.
Fantastic. Grant, do you have anything from your journal?
Because the patriarchy is gasping for water in this space.
The patriarchy is gasping
for
water.
I want to say that better. The patriarchy is gasping for water in this space. The patriarchy is crawling through the door saying, water. And we're saying, you won't find water here. Just iced Americanos. Patriarchy, get behind me.
I actually don't have anything, but I have four episode titles that we can make a decision on right now.
Oh, great. Okay. Can you give them to it? But first of all, Grant's Journal. The tail on that thing, man. Wow.
The first one is Bug New Year's.
Okay.
The second one is The Digital Huff.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Gits and Chiggles.
Gits and Chiggles is good.
Gits and Chiggles is good.
Or A Sad, Sad, Dark, Dark.
I think, let me land the plane. I think 2026 is the year for this podcast of Gits and Chiggles. It's the year of Gits and Chiggles. We'll be getting things and shiggling others. That didn't sound right.
I'm down to shiggle my friends if that's what they need.
Just make sure if you're shiggling someone, it's consensual.
Consensual shiggling is the only kind of shiggling we want in 2026.
But to really bring it home, it's the goal of this podcast. We promise one more year of gits and shiggles.
It's the goal of this podcast. We promise one more year. Well, maybe more than 1 year. We promise a whole nother year.
I think we should be on like a year to year lease basis. Like,
oh, okay.
Like we can't be signing on.
No, I get it. Then the Adoits have signed another year's lease of gits and shiggles.
And we love you.
Friends, thank you so much for listening to this insane show that we get to make with each other. We make it at you, and now with the voice memos this past year, you make it at us, too.
We love when you make it at us.
Really wonderful.
And that's consensual gits and shiggling, if I've ever heard it.
And so we're so thankful that you listen. My special is still available. It's out right now. Please go watch it. It's really fun. We work very hard on it.
Can people rent the holiday show?
Not anymore by the time this comes out. It's not available.
Then never mind. You can't rent that. You should have come. And next year you can come.
But we're very thankful that you listen. We love y'all so much. Just one real quick. Should old acquaintance
Grant, join in.
Be forgot and never brought to listeners.
We gotta go.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?